Have you ever wondered this question? Why is it that I, being a member of Verity Baptist Church, I love this preaching, but most people don't? Why is it that, make no mistake about it, it is not just unsaved people that don't like this preaching. There are plenty of saved people. In fact, most saved people don't like this preaching. Why is it that you like this preaching so much, and yet a lot of people would never like this preaching? Well, one of the major reasons is because people want to live ungodly. People that don't like this preaching, a large reason why, they don't want to live for God. John 3, verse 19, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." And the Bible's saying, the person that doesn't want to live for God, he wants to live ungodly, he doesn't want the light shined on his life. You say, why? Because he's guilty. It would be like you walk into your house at nighttime and the lights are off. Man, it looks clean. Then you turn on the lights. Oh, man, it's really dirty. Let's just turn off the lights. That doesn't fix the problem, my friend. But people live sinful lives, they live wicked lives, and they don't want the light being shined on their sin. They don't want people to realize that, hey, you know what? I'm guilty. So instead of fixing their problems, they just avoid a church like this. Because they can go to plenty of churches where they're going to pat you on the back and say, everything's okay, God loves you, no matter what you've done, God loves you, and you're doing a great job. But that's not this church. I don't just pat you on the back and say, hey, whatever sin you committed, it's okay as long as you give me your tithes. We don't do that at Verity Baptist Church. We shine the light on sin. We show what the Bible says. And here's the truth. Sometimes that hurts. Hard preaching is always great until, ouch, that saying reproaches me also. Right? And all of us, we hear the preaching that hits a little close to home, and our first reaction, it doesn't feel good. But you are a fool if you would rather be lied to and live in darkness, because it's the shining the light that is going to cause you to fix the problems in your life. But one major reason people don't like the preaching is they want to live ungodly. They don't want to serve God. I mean, if you don't read the Bible, you don't want someone saying, hey, read therein all the days of thy life or you're not right with God. Right? If you want to listen to worldly rock music and I get up here and say, hey, rock music's of the devil, you'd rather just go to a church where they don't say that. Why? Because you don't want to make any changes in your life.